Not Broken, a book recommendation. The book Not Broken by Jesse Leong is a book that I highly recommend. It is an extremely difficult read. That book has taken me to the point of feeling like I want to throw up. I feel his emotions. Jesse did an amazing job being authentic, completely raw. And I think that's why I connected with him so much, to the point that I'm going to be meeting him next week. And I'm thrilled that I am going to be meeting someone that I admire tremendously. Really learning his story is a story that brings hope to you. It is a story where you learn how important it is to really look, to look within us, to look at the things that trigger us, to look why we are doing things that we're doing, to understand the wiring that happens when we are children and how we go into a path of destruction that we don't even understand. And this is something that doing the work that I do with Yo Digo Nomás, that I talk about a lot. We are born good. We are made bad by our environment, the people that raise us, the social norms that are created. And you see it in this book with Jesse. But at the same time, you see how you can go solo in life, and you can recreate yourself. You can become a person that you will not recognize, but in a beautiful, positive way. The accomplishments of Jesse, I'm blown away by his accomplishments. To be able to see somebody that was so dark, that was so deep into drugs, alcoholism, into sex addiction, so much, and understand why he went there, understand how you can completely lose it to the point where you can kill someone and not really realize it. It helps you become trauma sensitive. It helps you understand that, again, we are not born good. We are born good. We are made bad. And this is important to really, I mean, for me, I have a different perspective of humanity. It's because at some point in my life, you know, for a long time, I thought people were bad. There are people that are bad. But I also know that bad exists. But I also believe that you are made bad. And that's why I always, again, this is a reoccurring theme with me. I always like to go back and say, what happened to that person that they're capable of doing what they're doing? And you see it in the book with Jesse. The things that this kid did at such a young age, you're disgusted. Like, you go through so many different emotions. But at the same time, you see that resilience, how Jesse was able to take that energy that is so toxic, and he transformed it into energy of hope, energy of transformation, to the point that he ended up going to Harvard University. And you would have never expected that would have happened when you're listening or reading this book. What a privilege for me to know him and get to speak with him next week and work with him, I hope, with Yo Digo Nomás, because the work that we're doing to protect the children against sexual abuse and protect their innocence, Jesse represents the urgency of that work. How critical it is that we unite together to protect the innocence of our children, because that is what Jesse lost. He lost his innocence and he became a dark soul. A very dark soul. took it to a level where I don't even know how he was able to really get out of it. But I'm just inspired by him. And I want you to take time to read his book. I think you will learn. Everyone that is listening to this podcast, if you take this action, you will learn so much from this book. It is definitely a book that I would highly recommend. And I also believe that you will learn a lot about yourself as you read this book. We are all connected, and we all are connected in many different ways. So today I am going to ask you to take that action, but at the same time, please, I urge you to continue to be curious with yourself. Why do you do the things you do? Why am I acting this way? Why am I feeling this way? Be curious and start taking every day a step forward towards healing your soul. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.